This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Eric Chiafalo and Jacob Ray rocking with you guys all day today. Plus, we've still got a couple of giveaways in the show. AEW All In 4-pack of tickets. Plus, Dermot Kennedy. But we got a lot of stuff to get to. Obviously, we're going to talk about Cooper Flagg and the NBA draft. The Rangers, DeGrom seriously made a run at a no-hitter last night. But also, we get news that Jamie Benn is back. 1 year, $1 million. He also has $3 million extra in potential bonuses reached. All right? So let me run down the bonuses for you real quick. You tell me how many will get reached and what the contract will really be. If he plays 20 games, he gets $500,000.
I can see that happening, Hagee.
I agree. 30.
I could see that happening.
All right. So now he's up to $2 million. So it's 1 year, $2 million. 50 games.
50 games, I could also see.
60 games.
That's potentially a little bit more of a coin flip, but I'll give him the nod.
All right. So now you're probably looking at a 1 year, $3 million contract. There's two more bonuses, though. Win the Western Conference Championship. And then win the Stanley Cup championship. Those are both $500,000 bonuses as well.
Do you think they'll play the game with him, though, where they're like actively trying to not let him reach the bonus so he plays like 59 games or something?
Of any player, this feels like that would destroy the locker room if you're like, hey, we're going to try to screw him out of some money. That really feels like you'd have a whole lot of players who are like, fine, F you then. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we've seen what happens when the players in that locker room get a little bit sensitive about something.
Yeah, exactly. So
other people lose their jobs.
Exactly. It's not going to be Jim Nill.
No, it's not.
All right, so realistically, so 1 year, $1 million base, but I think it's fair to say, and I think you agree it's fair to say, probably more like a 1 year, $3 million deal. Fair? Assuming he could get to 60 games, which I don't, that's not crazy by any stretch of the imagination. And it also made it feel like essentially they were like, hey, we're going to give you at least 1 year, $2 million. You just got to get out there for 30 games. All right, but Jamie Benn is back 1 year. What feels like a pretty team-friendly deal indeed. You like it? Because, look, I said I just didn't want him to be making a lot of money. So at this level, I don't see any particular issue with him coming back, although I know some people will be concerned about the amount of playing time he gets and if that progress stops anybody else.
Right, yes. I think that's a huge thing, but we can't really put a number on the intangible aspect of like what he brings to the locker room from a leadership standpoint.
Right.
And I think the Stars have become one of these destinations that players like to go to.
Sure.
And how much of that is because Jamie Benn has sort of been the leader in terms of setting the culture to some extent and opening his arms to all the different faces that come in and out of there. And did you really have a guy that was ready to take over that role? There would been a void there.
So this is one of the things where, like, maybe they'll say a man makes the captaincy or the captaincy can make the man. I think this would have been a situation where you're like, hey, Wyatt, you're the guy that's going to be the captain. Like, whether or not you're ready, you're going to be the guy. So let's see if you rise up to the challenge.
And how confident are you in doing that, Wyatt, after just having a historically bad postseason?
That is a fair question. Or the fact that he even would get brought up, like if you were looking to make a trade for Tkachuk or something like that. So, look, there's lots of options out there. I don't believe the Stars are pursuing any of these options, but just wanted to throw it out there. All right, let's get to the NBA draft last night. I don't think it was a particular surprise to anybody, but Jacob, can you give me the call of Cooper Flagg going number one overall in the NBA draft?
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
I love it. Not surprising to anybody unless you put an inordinate amount of money on it. Because I think at that, I think at one point it was like 10,000 to 1 or 10,000 to 1 where you'd have to put $10,000 down to win $1. Maybe I'm getting that wrong, but it was ridiculous odds. All right. Now, we almost saw Cooper Flagg a little bit earlier in the draft broadcast, in the pregame, in the red carpet and whatnot. So I'm going to go ahead and throw it to cut number one. This is ESPN introducing Cooper Flagg not once, but twice inaccurately.
Welcome back to SportsCenter. You're looking at Cooper Flagg, and in just over an hour from now, that is not Cooper Flagg at all, actually. That is quite famously Ace Bailey. There's Cooper Flagg. I was going to say, no, that's not him either. That's not Cooper Flagg.
So
they wanted it to be Cooper Flagg so bad. Please be Cooper Flagg.
And instead it was Ace Bailey, and then it was Dylan Harper. And so how do you think they could tell it wasn't Cooper Flagg?
That's a great question. I don't know. Maybe they thought it was his twin because he does have one of those.
He does. Do you think it was the height? It was what he's wearing. He was wearing a different suit.
It was the clothes and the height.
Okay.
That's really all I have.
Okay. That's good. Let's play this one more time, and I want to pause it. All right. Let's go back. ESPN is introducing Cooper Flagg.
Welcome back to SportsCenter. You're looking at Cooper Flagg, and in just over an hour from now, that is not Cooper Flagg at all, actually. That is quite famously Ace Bailey.
All right. Pause. All right. Once you introduce it incorrectly the first time, do you not use a little bit of caution the next time? Because back it up just a second or two. When she reintroduces Cooper Flagg again, still, you've only seen the shoes and part of the pants.
That is quite famously Ace Bailey. There's Cooper Flagg. I was going to say a lot of... No, that's not him either.
Feels like maybe you should have taken the extra second or two.
Somebody's in her ear going, okay, this one's Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And she's trusting that person.
Yes, absolutely.
There's no way you trust that person after the first flub.
But here's the question. Was that a dumber thing to say than the audio we're about to play? Now, keep in mind, one just happened. The other one was planned and thought out. Let's go to cut number 27. This is Nico Harrison.
Oh, geez.
Discussing the skill it took to get the number one pick.
Yeah, I was extremely surprised. All my draft prep up to that point was, you know, us being in the 11th position. So things happen. Fortune favors the bold. So exciting things fell our way.
Okay.
That is so bad, dude.
Or you can view it as his coded message to all of us that the draft lottery was rigged. Because when he says fortune favors the bold, I feel like he's trying to send us a message that, yeah, that's why I traded Luka, because they promised me I would get the number one pick. All right, but that's my tinfoil hat on. Otherwise,
which I think is very still on the table.
Yes. By the way, they mic'd the crowd a little too well. Because when Adam Silver was walking up, you could hear him go, Dallas was rigged! Dallas was rigged! And so again, I don't totally disagree with that. But what do you think about Nico Harrison stepping out? And man, he's got a lane and he's sticking in it, and I like it. But stepping out and being like, fortune favors the brave. And that's why they got the number one pick.
It is maddening, the fact that he is now going to take some level of credit for the way this
whole thing played out.
And he will be defiant and just sort of rub our noses in it. Like, no matter how bad of a move you think that was, it was actually fantastic. And this is why. When you make big time, bold, and brave decisions like I do.
That's right.
Then you would understand, but you can't do that. You can't understand that. So just say thank you and go buy your flag jersey.
All right. Now we have one more option for you, though. You might think that is the dumbest statement that was made.
I totally get, like, yesterday we were talking about,
yes,
like, we're moving on, like, we're more Cooper Flagg happy than we are Nico frustrated.
It doesn't help.
It kind of swung the other way. Notice, I'm not, am I wearing any Mavs gear today, Hagee?
You heard it.
No, it's a middle bird to Nico. Don't want him to be right. I don't want him to.
I get it.
I do hate the idea that he's going to find some level of success out of this.
And, like, Anthony Davis is going to be the finals MVP. And
oh,
like,
my God.
Son of a gun. All right. So we're going to have Mike Curtis from the Dallas Morning News on at 1 p.m. He tweeted this out. This was the first question from the combined media of Cooper Flagg's post-draft availability. So not the little interview that they did, you know, as soon as he got drafted. He's like, I'm super grateful, all that. Cooper Flagg was asked about the conspiracy theory that the NBA gifted Dallas the number one pick in exchange for trading Luka. That was the first question that got asked by Cooper Flagg. Listen to this guy. He's a pro already. He said, quote, no, I don't know what to say about that. Like, I have no insider information if that's what you're looking for, but I just feel blessed for the way it all worked out. That's a pro answer.
That is a pro answer. Do we know who is the one? I wonder who.
We need to ask Mike.
Who asked that question? Yeah. And I would imagine that would be a national reporter that's not going to have to see and deal with Cooper Flagg.
You don't think it was a guy from Maine who thought the big story was a conspiracy?
Yeah, because that would be pretty ballsy for a local, like, if it's a Mavs beat writer.
Yeah.
Asking that question, getting off on that type of foot with Cooper Flagg.
I just love I have no insider information if that's what you're looking for. Right.
I'm not Brian Windhorst, bro. Yes, I'm not Shams.
Absolutely. On the answer to that. All right, let's stick with Duke for just a second. We talked about how this could be the case yesterday. Con Knepel really rocketed up the draft board in the last few days. He went ahead and went number 4, and then Malawach went number 10, which means that Duke had 3 of the top 10 picks. They still didn't win.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or MensTClinic.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Title. And this is the third time that they've done that since 1966, or a team has done that. 2007, Florida, and then 2019, Duke accomplish those feats as well. And then Duke also has by far the most number one draft picks of any team since the expansion era. They have six, and the next closest, I believe, is Kentucky at three for number one overall picks.
Yeah, I was impressed. They threw up the graphic there last night, and I was like, oh, wow. All right, yeah. They have had a nice little number one run here.
They have. Do you want to know a fun fact about all the number one picks that they had?
Yes, I like fun, and I like factual information, Hagee.
None of those came after a national championship season.
How about that?
The closest one was 1999 with Elton Brand, where they had lost one game all season going into the championship, and then they lost. So just a weird factoid for you right there. All right, speaking of Con Knepel, what do we think about the naming of all of the kids? And so he has four brothers, and it's Cash, Cager, Con, Kinston, and Kidman. And then he said in the draft, his dad, I believe, was one of six kids, and they were all named with a K as well. So what do you think about keeping that family legacy alive? And then I want to tell you what TikTok had to say about all of them lined up in their suits.
I will say that was one of the funniest parts of the night, just watching his brothers standing there. They're all younger than him.
Yes.
So they're like, yes. They're not used to this. They don't know how to handle it. The younger brother has the mic in front of him. He's still answering a question from McNutt. And then McNutt pulls the mic away.
I'm done.
He's like, I'm done with this. He's still talking. They're all confused. Nobody knew what to say. Me and my wife were just sitting there cracking up at that whole thing. I'm like okay with the K stuff. I mean, you see it all the time with families where they all have the same letter.
For sure.
It's like, fine. It's just the names that they chose. They have a kid named Kidman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, they do.
They took Nicole's last name and said, my son should be his first name. You know, that's a little
they really
frustrating.
Love Eyes Wide Shut. They're like, we got to make it happen. So,
and the internet's all wondering whether or not the middle names, like, you can't go K with
God. Like,
what's the middle name for these kids?
No, anything but that.
You have 25 letters to choose from.
Yes, any of them but that. So here are some samplings from Twitter. Con Knepel's brothers look like a group of TikTok creators who go to Walmart to get on the intercom. Next one.
Nailed it.
The Knepel brothers are dressed like Color Me Bad. Hall of Fame career loading. I love it. But this is my favorite one, especially since they were lined up. Con's brothers look like a bunch of well-dressed Russian nesting dolls. Because
it just kept coming out of the next one.
And so I definitely got a kick out of that. His brother stole the show. Again, I'll be fascinated to see how he does, because I think he's a great, great facilitator, and he was an excellent college player. I don't totally know how all of that's going to translate into the NBA, especially at pick number four. But there's just a sampling of some of the draft stuff happening. Almost no hitter. Jamie Benn getting re-signed. So much stuff happening today. Coming up next, we will talk with Cowboys insider for The Athletic and Duke superfan John Machota next right here in The Fan.
They got it right the first time.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring on Cowboys insider for The Athletic and Duke superfan John Machota. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing well. It's a good time to be in Metroplex.
Heck yeah. And I feel like you're uniquely positioned to give us all kinds of information this morning. So were you excited last night, or did your excitement peak like a month and a half ago when the Mavericks won the lottery?
A little bit of both. I definitely peaked, you know, a few months ago or a month ago, whatever it was, when I just couldn't believe that they got that first overall pick, knowing that as bad as you can say that they did handle things with Luka, I just knew there's no way that they would pass up on Cooper Flagg. So it was just wild. All I kept thinking about was how I had just seen him when they were in town to play SMU.
Yes.
And I was like, that's just so wild. I never would have thought when I was at that game that there was any chance that, you know, a few months later, whatever, 5-6 months later, that Cooper Flagg would be with the Dallas Mavericks. But I think Mavericks fans should be really excited. I know he's not Luka Doncic right now, but I think in 4 or 5 years from now, I don't think anybody's going to be having any bad feelings about that anymore. I think they're going to be really, really happily surprise, maybe, at how good this kid's going to be.
Now, I know you have absolutely no experience with general managers saying wild or outlandish things, but did you hear Nico Harrison yesterday saying fortune favors the brave or the bold, excuse me, when it comes to why they got the number one pick?
Yeah, he says some wild stuff. He does things.
He sticks to his guns, though, I'll tell you that.
He does, but I will say, as someone that covers the Cowboys and has for the last 15 years, and you expect some wild things to happen covering the Cowboys, obviously with Jerry Jones being at the top of the list, I still go back to my 15 years living in DFW, near the top, if not at the top of the list of most surprising things in sports that I've seen, is when the way he acted in that press conference the day after the Luka trade, and just how tone deaf he was about, you know, cracking jokes about, wow, there's more people in here than normal, aren't there, to Jason Kidd and stuff. Like, I was just like, he doesn't know what he's done. This is wild. I'm watching this unfold in real time. Like, I couldn't believe, I was like, Jerry wouldn't even do something like that. and then just the way things have been handled since then, that little thing where it was off the record, but whatever. I was just like, that blew my mind. And then for him to say that fortune favors the bold, I mean, unless somehow he can prove, and he wouldn't do it right now, but maybe later on in life, that this was all part of the deal, which obviously seems like collusion, and it seems like it would be very bad for the league if this was all set up. I don't understand how him trading Luka Doncic and then ending up with Cooper Flagg was all part of his plan of the fortune favoring the bold. Wild statement.
Absolutely. Now, kind of transitioning over to the Cowboys, so that we can bounce back and forth with all kinds of stuff. Have you also gotten the sense that people have really jumped on board with Brian Schottenheimer, if for nothing else, just because of the press conferences and some of the stuff he says? And I know that has nothing to do with like the actual football product, but we're starved for positivity here in the Metroplex as Cowboys fans. So do you get the sense that's really helped win a lot of people over?
Oh, there's no question about it. I don't think that from the day he's been hired till now, I don't think that he's done anything wrong, really. The way he's handled it has been perfect. But the thing I always say about that, though, is that all of that will be erased quickly if there's poor results on Sundays in September, October, November, December. And so, but up to this point, I don't know how you could handle it any better than he's handled it from, and let's not act like, now they made more moves in the offseason than they did a year ago. I think they had a strong draft, but let's not act like there hasn't been any drama. I mean, you know, Micah Parsons still doesn't have a new contract. Trayvon Diggs wasn't at OTA. So, I mean, there's that typical Cowboys type drama that seems to come every offseason. And I think he's handled all of that very well. And the one thing I will say that I think it will be a strength for him is I don't see him getting that bothered by stuff that Jerry might do or say during the season, you know, whether it be after a game or on the radio with you guys. Like, I think he's pretty well equipped to handle that type of distraction and things like that. So really for me, the question marks just come for on Sunday. And it's not just because it's his first time as a head coach, but it's the fact that he'll be a head coach and the offensive play caller.
John Machado with us here on The Fan. Are you buying the idea of Dak Prescott being in great shape, working on his speed, being willing to run and be mobile? Is that in any way something that will come to fruition?
I do think he's in great shape, and I'm sure he is focused on, you know, adding some speed and whatnot like that, and really just in his rehab from his season-ending injury. But I don't see him running more. And that's not really a Dak thing. That's a league thing. I mean, what franchise quarterback in their 10th year as a franchise quarterback do you want to even see them running more? And I'm talking about even guys that, like, let's say even a Lamar Jackson. Like, the longer you play the position, and especially the money that's tied to the position, like, I mean, yeah, of course, in a playoff game, you know, to get a first down or obviously in the red zone or something like that, by all means, go for it. But we know and it's a big sample size now of what this team looks like without him. And so I don't think that they'll be running him more. I don't think it'll be significantly less than he did, like, maybe last season or the year before that. But I don't see this all of a sudden where oh, they're going to try and use him like he did when he first came in the league or when he was at Mississippi State. No, I don't see that. And that's just because of his age and his experience. So the stuff he does in the offseason doesn't really surprise me, because that's how he's always been in the offseason. He's always gotten in outstanding shape. And so the fact that he's coming off of an injury on top of it, I mean, that's, to me, is just expected.
Okay, based on obviously new coaching staff offensively and the George Pickens addition, the offensive line hopefully being much better, are you confident that this is going to be an offense that is really productive and just fun to watch, especially from a passing game standpoint, John? Like, have you seen enough to be like, okay, this is going to look different than McCarthy, and this is going to be pretty dang exciting?
From the passing game standpoint, no doubt about it. I do think George Pickens is going to be a great fit. I think that, especially with him being a contract year, I think you're going to get a big year out of George Pickens. I think it's going to do a lot of things to help not only CD, but I think Jake Ferguson could have a big year because of it too. And even a Jalen Tolbert and a Kevontae Turpin, I think all of these guys can benefit from having, you know, Pickens and Lamb. I mean, just the matchups that those other guys will see will be so advantageous to them because of what teams will be doing to try and take away Lamb and Pickens. My question mark is still on the run game. I mean, the running backs they have in the room, it could be successful, but I need to see it. And as you guys know, with OTAs and minicamp, it's just not a time to really dissect the run game. It's just not a great, I mean, until the pads come on in Oxnard, which will be late July, it's hard to really judge it. And then the other part is really, I need to see preseason games, particularly with Jaden Blue, the fifth-round pick out of Texas. Now, if he looks great, hey, maybe they got something there. But on paper, I look at the running backs as just a huge question mark.
If Blue were to look great, would you still envision both Javonte and Miles Sanders being on this roster to start the regular season? Or you're like, nah, probably one of them will go?
So I think that they'll all be on there. But I also put out my 53-man roster projection this morning on The Athletic, and I have 5 running backs on the 53-man.
Wow.
So I got them keeping them. I got them keeping Phil Maffa and Hunter Lipke. Now, I only went with 3 tight ends because I think Lipke can help a little bit there. But, yeah, maybe as training camp comes along, maybe it's an injury, maybe one of the guys drops off and they only keep 3. But that's a position where if nobody really kind of runs away with it, I could see them being going a little heavy at the running back spot to try and do a real running back by committee, which I'm not a huge fan of, but it seems like Brian Schottenheimer could be willing to do that. So I just don't think that they would draft Jaden Blue and Maffa to release them if they see any positives out of them. And then obviously with Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders, those are the veterans. Those are the guys that took all the first team reps in OTAs and minicamp. And I thought both of them looked pretty good. And so I think with Miles Sanders, people look at the last 2 years. And for me, I look at more of the player he was before that. And saying that, I mean that I think a lot of players probably wouldn't have their best seasons with Carolina and just the way Carolina's been lately. So I as I sit here right now, that can change in training camp. As I sit here right now, I don't see any of them being cut.
Now, you also have 2 quarterbacks, and I know there's been some people out there who think they're going to carry 3 because maybe the belief is not totally high enough in Joe Milton just quite yet, but you feel as though they will go 2 quarterbacks, or did we have to finesse this just a little bit to fit in the extra running back?
Yeah, a little bit there, but also just the fact of I just don't think that, I mean, they have the emergency 3rd quarterback possibility with Will Greer, but I don't get the sense that they would feel that much more comfortable with Will Greer than they will with Joe Milton on a week 5 needing someone to start. And the big thing for me, and maybe I'm overrating this, but you know, I knew Joe Milton, you know, went to Michigan and Tennessee, but I can't say I watched a ton of them there. But man, watching that game last year that he got a chance to, he didn't start, but he, you know, played all but the first series for the Patriots when they played the Bills. And it was a lot of Bills backups, don't get me wrong, but it was like, if you just judge that from a preseason standpoint, if he had that game in a preseason game for the Cowboys, which obviously is going to play a lot in the preseason, I think you'd feel very comfortable with him being your backup quarterback. Obviously, Cooper Rush is got more skins on the wall, and so you kind of knew more with your ceiling and basement with him as the backup. But with Joe Milton as the backup, I just think the ceiling's a lot higher. And so, yeah, there could be some good and bad that come with it. But I am interested to see him in the preseason. I do think he'll play well in the preseason. So I ultimately think that they'll be fine with him, you know, come September as being the backup, no questions asked.
John Machota of The Athletic with us here on The Fan. When it comes to Micah, if he doesn't have a deal day 1 of training camp, do you still expect him to be out there? Are we expecting like a hold-in type situation for Micah where he doesn't get on the field but he's there?
I do expect that, which is interesting because that's not really a Cowboys way of doing a holdout. But just watching him, if you guys would have asked me this like maybe 3 weeks ago, I would have said no. But just watching him in that final minicamp week where it was like he wasn't going to really do anything, but like how he couldn't even keep himself out of jumping into some drills. I mean, when I saw him walk out, he didn't even have a helmet or anything. And then he starts jumping in some drills. The next thing I know, he's got his helmet. I don't know where that came from. And he's back in. So it's interesting to me because it's going to be tough for him not to get involved. But, if he doesn't have that new contract, but I'm sure that's one of those things where his agent, David Mulligato, is like, just stay home. Do not go there. This is not helping. But I think he'll be out there. I think that he will be on the field in terms of around the guys, but I don't think he'll be participating until he gets a new contract.
Do you think this is a fair line of thinking, or have I just become too much of a jaded Cowboys fan that this is all a giant waste of time because recent negotiations will let us know that
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cowboys will just give in to what the player wants, and they probably could have done that a couple months ago.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of just going off of history, so I don't see why anybody would think differently than what you just said. The Cowboys don't have an example of a player that they've done this with and then they've let them walk.
Right.
If that had happened ever, then we could at least point back to that, especially if it was any time in the last 5 or 6 years. But all we have to go off of is these guys all getting their money. You know, I mean, not just Dak and, you know, obviously CD, but Zach Martin and Zeke. And I mean, it just goes on and on. So there's no reason for me to think otherwise. The only way that my thinking would change, it would take multiple years for it to happen. And that would be because they would have Micah play out this season, franchise tag him, and play out next season, which obviously the drama that would come with that, I don't see that happening, but that's the type of thing that would have to happen for them to, and then eventually let him walk. And I just don't, as long as Jerry Jones is running the Cowboys, I don't see that happening. He loves having star players on his team. He's always paid his superstar players that he's wanted to keep. And Micah Parsons falls into all those categories. So I don't see how anybody could think differently than what you said.
John Machota of The Athletic, you get one dipping sauce for the rest of your life to dip your chicken tenders in. What's your sauce?
I mean, it's ranch. Ranch to me is undefeated, so that's, and it's not particularly close.
Well, I don't know what you'll be doing at 122, but we're going to have our great nugget tender bracket, and ranch is the defending champion, yet they are only the number 2 seed behind barbecue sauce in this bracket. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, see, that's why I shouldn't even be living in Texas, because people are going to hate the fact that I don't even like barbecue sauce at all on anything. So
what?
That's not even close. Yeah, I do not like barbecue sauce at all. Like, it, to me, it ruins everything. I can't stand it.
All right. Everything. Well, Go ahead and cancel your athletic subscriptions now. No, I'm just kidding. John, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it, buddy.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. John Machota. You know what? Another thing, I don't know if you knew about him, avid card collector.
Yes.
He's a staple at the Dallas Card Show.
Yes, he is. We had an impromptu Machota interview live from the card show a couple years ago in the G-Bag Nation. It was great.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, a very rare Baseball Nuggets update. Comeuppance for idiot fans. And a young pitching phenom showdown next on The Fan.
Back to 105.3 The Fan, and this upcoming segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Another payoff.
And he locked him up for strike three.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan from the 214. Let's effing go, Baseball Nuggets. Can't forget the Rangers' stellar game last night. We will not, but we won't be talking about it here because the entire next segment will be devoted to that. I didn't want to quick hit that in Nuggets. Like, it deserves plenty of time and space, and we will get to that in just a minute. In the meantime, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. And I want to play off of the highlight we just did. Jacob Mizorowski and Paul Skeens had their first head-to-head pitching battle yesterday, even though I know obviously the logical thing you would say is, well, they weren't actually like competing head-to-head with one another, like in terms of batting and everything like that, but they did pitch against each other. How do you think it went? Did you already see what happened? Because the Pirates have been a juggernaut on Wednesday. I believe they were 10-1 on Wednesdays going into yesterday's game. They suck every other day of the week, but on Wednesdays, they're usually unstoppable.
Something about hump day that gets the people going a little bit.
Man.
Except for yesterday, right? Because I actually did see it. It was a day game. So
it was.
I remember looking up at the TV and going, oh, wow, second inning and it's 3-0 and it's 3-0 against Paul Skeens.
So Paul Skeens had a very rough outing, particularly by his standards. He only went 4 innings, gave up 4 earned runs, so he got run out of the game. Mizorowski continued to be freaking incredible. 2 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts in 5 innings. He gets the win, but I wanted to throw this out there. Mizorowski's average pitch yesterday, 99.5 miles an hour. Skeens averaged 98.5 on their fastball, excuse me. I should factor that in.
Wow,
even their off-speed stuff. Yeah, they were just getting it down there. That represented the highest combined fastball velocity by 2 starting pitchers in the same game since at least 2009. I'm assuming before 2009, either we A, gave up looking, or B, we didn't have fascinating and accurate enough statistical data.
I wanted that to be the modern era stat.
Yeah. I mean, that feels modern. Look, it's weird to me sometimes when you find out when we started to track things. Like, in the NBA, you'll be like, yeah, before 1970, we didn't count turnovers or steals. And you're like, yeah, oh, that feels like a pretty big deal. Pro Football Hall of Fame, an issue they still have, even though Pro Football, I think it was referenced, did the work for them. They're like, yeah, we didn't really start counting sacks until like the late 70s, early 80s. And I was like, wow, you're really undercutting like one of the main purposes of a whole lot of players out there.
It's so true, man. That's an egregious error.
It is. But I wanted to throw that out there. However, we have an update, and it's a tremendous update. We didn't get a chance to mention it. This happened like right as our show was going off the air yesterday. The fan who heckled Diamondbacks' Ketel Marte for the hilarious bit of making fun of his dead mom, I guess, he has been banned from all Major League Baseball stadiums indefinitely. All right. So my question for you guys is, well, first of all, that feels like great news because that guy's a moron. But I see how they could ban you from buying tickets, like under your name and everything, or your email or whatever. Do you think they have guards at every single front of this stadium with like a wanted poster up there? And they're like, hold on, not you, buddy. you're out of here.
I was literally wondering this driving in when I heard Choppy and Bobby talking about this. How exactly do they enforce that at other ballparks in particular? And like, if I just want to hand over a ticket to my buddy, how are they going to know? I don't know how they go about enforcing that.
But I appreciate the effort of going out there and being like, this guy's a dumbass, so we're going to ban him from the ballpark.
Yes, yeah, totally deserved. And I guess, is this a lifetime ban? Did he just get Pete Rose?
It's indefinite.
Okay.
And so sometimes that can mean, hey, we'll revisit it later and we just never.
Yeah.
Or it could mean like, hey, it seems like you feel really bad.
I like the idea of him having to put together some sort of PowerPoint presentation in like 5 years, talking about how he's grown from this.
Yeah.
And how he'll never make a mistake like that again. And let him be a lesson.
In front of Ketel Marte.
Yes, absolutely. He's definitely one of the jurors.
Yes, because that would, man, I like the idea that you give the presentation and then you just kind of vote thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, like no forgiveness. All right, let's talk about Ronald Acuna Jr. The other day, we mentioned how he had been on a tear since coming back from injury. He will represent the host team in the All-Star game as part of the Home Run Derby. This will be his third career Home Run Derby, so doing it for the home fans. Let me see what you think about this. Feels like this prediction is off to a bad start.
Oh,
so
no.
Red Sox chief baseball officer Craig Breslow, he talked about succeeding without Rafael Devers.
Yep.
He said, quote, I do think there's a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we would have won otherwise.
Yeah, I remember he said that. All right.
Let's see how that's going so far. Would you like an update?
I would.
Okay. Now, I want to point out, to be fair, we're fair on this show most of the time. It's not the end of the season. He said by the end of the season. So we're not there. But since the trade, Red Sox are 3-6 and averaging a robust 3.1 runs per game.
Wow.
So it's not going well.
The Boston Ranger Sox.
Man, it really does. There has definitely been some like parallels in that.
I thought that was going to be like, I thought that was going to be the ALCS.
Oh my gosh.
Sox Rangers.
Yeah.
What an idiot I am.
Oh man. You know what? I don't know if everyone will remember these, but that would be a fun predictions gone wrong segment. Is not like people remember individual player takes, but do you remember like season takes where you're like, oh yeah, I had the Cowboys in 2010, I had him winning the Super Bowl, and you're like, oof, that didn't really turn out super well for me at all.
Not good at all. Not good at all.
And by the way, not you, Eric, not you, Jacob, until the break, because you guys are busy at this moment. But the first phase of All-Star voting, it ends in 8 minutes, all right? So get your votes in for the Rangers because, look, it's not going super well. They're not going to, it doesn't look like, barring some sort of computer glitch, in the next 8 minutes, it does not look like they're going to have anybody voted at the top into the All-Star game to start things off. Now, obviously, they'll have an All-Star representative, maybe two. I'm looking at you, Jacob DeGrom. Maybe you'll get to start. But if you want to take the next 8 minutes and vote for the Rangers a whole bunch, that would probably help the cause.
I would just say only pitchers. I mean, I guess Josh Smith, you could give the nod to, but just like
Josh Smith is worth it.
Just like buying at the deadline, you have to earn the right to be an All-Star. We're not just going to give it to you.
Okay, except for one per team.
That's true.
We'll give you that.
We'll get and that should be a pitcher, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Rangers should have multiple pitchers on the All-Star team. We'll see how that works. If you tell me they have no position players or hitters, well, that's tough to argue with. People sometimes, how old do you think Juan Soto is?
That's a good question. I would say 27.
Okay, very close. Very good. Doesn't it kind of feel like he should be like 31 though, with how long he's been in the league?
If it wasn't for all the contract stuff that just went down and it was just sort of in our faces about how old he is and how long he got the deal, I would not have known. I would have said 30.
So he is 26.
Oh, wow.
And the reason why that came up is because yesterday he had his 27th multi-home run game. And so he now holds the record surpassing Hall of Famer Jimmy Fox with the most multi-home run games before you turn 27. He already has more than 200 career home runs. His WAR is already for his career up at a 40. And
wow.
He still hasn't turned 27.
He's been on a dang good run.
Man, he really has.
That's a heck of a start to a career, dude.
So, yeah, I thought, hey, that feels worthy. We should give him some attention and shout him out. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, did another deep no-hitter attempt steal away any of your Cooper Flag attention last night? Plus, we have even more Stars news next on The Fan.
But first, I'd like to get you to Greystone Roofing and Construction. My gosh, the storm season in the DFW this spring was pretty ridiculous. Your roof might have taken a beating. Now's the time to get your insurance claims filed. And keep in mind, Tolo's, the roofing business in the DFW is kind of like the Wild Wild West. It can be unpredictable. It can be chaotic and very risky. Storm chasers all over the place. You need to know who's on your roof. And you do when you use Greystone Roofing and Construction. You can visit greystone-roofing.com. That's gray with an E, stone-roofing.com, to see why homeowners across the area trust owners Josh and Alexis Vining. Fantastic people. I trust them with my house and my family that needs to be protected by that roof. I trust Josh and Alexis. They are a power couple, high school sweethearts, been in business together for almost 30 years right here in the DFW. This is a true family-owned business, and they're certified in every possible way. They actually have licensed insurance adjusters on staff, which is pretty unique. They bring you the honesty, the integrity, and the highest level of quality in every project that they tackle, because that's what you deserve. They're never going to be cutting corners, just pure dedication with Greystone Roofing. You'll have skilled experts treating your home like it's their own, paying attention to every detail. So whether you need repairs to fix a leak, or perhaps you need a full-on home glow-up to transform that property of yours, they're your one-stop shop for all things roofing. Head to greystone-roofing.com today. Schedule that inspection. And remember, with Josh and Alexis at Greystone Roofing, you get exceptional service and peace of mind that stands the test of time. It's greystone-roofing.com.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.